Hey, welcome to Bradley J. Just Saying podcast episode number 5. Now, I know I've been away for a while. And shall I apologize for that? Why not? I apologize. I was on vacation for a while. When I was on vacation, I actually learned a little something about myself from a family member. I learned that I'm not as cool as I think I am. I thought I was pretty cool, man. But I'm not. Thank you, Zach, for that, by the way. I don't think in his eyes I'm very cool. But that's all right. That's all right. I'll live with it. But yes, episode 5, I am back. Bradley J. Just saying. Came across some things that I'm just saying. I kind of want to talk about them, man. So let's get to it. I found out that more than 80% of people say they settle for things that aren't the best. And I got to thinking, am I one of those people? Have I settled? I think there are things that we settle on. I think for me, I settle on things because, like, sometimes it gets too hard, or I'm a little bit lazy. And then I have to remind myself, I'm like, if I want the best for me, I'm going to have to work for it. I'm going to have to put in the effort and not settle for it. But it's kind of more or less impossible to get everything you want all the time, right? I mean, for me it is. I can't get everything I want all the time. I just can't. Unless you've either got a very large bank account or very low expectations. Now, according to a new survey I found out, more than 80% of people say they settle for things that aren't the best, including major things and minor things. It's not just the big things, you know, or the little things. It's everything in between. And here are some things that we settle for. Clothing brands. I found out from a friend of mine, when it comes to clothes, you pay for what you get. And I believe that. Like, if I want jeans, I want jeans that are going to last a while. So I'll pay a little extra money for them. Something else we settle for. Our partner. That's what this survey says. We settle for a partner. I don't know what that speaks to when it comes to me, because I'm still a single guy. At 50, what am I, 53, 54? I'm somewhere that age. I'm so old, I can't remember. But I haven't settled. I haven't settled for a partner. Something else people say we settle for in this survey. Friends, a car, the house we live in, job. The number one thing we settle for, according to this survey, is salary. Is salary. I think that's something that I always think, like, if you work hard, you're rewarded. But then I found out as I've entered life, that's not true. Especially when it comes to your salary. If you want more money, you have to go in and ask. They can only tell you one of two things, no or yes. And if you've worked hard, I always think, like, you're going to get a raise. I don't think it works out that way all the time, but that's just the way I think. Something else that caught my eye today was a story about a 14-year-old who took his family's car for a joyride. I think we've all taken our parents' car for a joyride. I have. I can't say that, because a joyride is your parents don't know that you took the car. I was too scared to go on a joyride in my parents' car. Let me take that back. I've never joyrided in my parents' car, but this 14-year-old did. He's from Phoenix, and his parents had a Range Rover, and the parents of this 14-year-old kid were in Vegas celebrating their anniversary. Now, how did the parents find out about their 14-year-old going on a joyride? Well, they found out from the cops, who gave them a call and said, and I quote here, "Whoever was driving the vehicle, please slow down. That was a residential area." Which seems a lot better than getting a ticket, right? It really does. Now, once the parents found out, of course, they dished out punishment, right? What do you think would be the punishment for a 14-year-old who takes the family car for a joyride while their parents are in Vegas? Grounding? Can't see your friends? Take away your electronics? Well, these parents went a step further. They actually moved everything from his room out in front of the house, including his bed, clothes, TV dressers, and more. And then he had to sit there with a sign that said, quote, sorry, I stole my parents' car and was speeding. Now, you're thinking, oh, they threw all his stuff out in the yard. That's you know, okay, so he's just going to move it back in. No. The parents put everything in his room outside, made him sit there with a sign that said, sorry, I stole my parents' car and was speeding. People actually got to come by and take what they wanted from the pile of stuff from his room. Now, do you think the kid was a little mad, upset, was saying hurtful things about his parents? No. No, he wasn't. He says, it's kind of weird, but I think it's a fair punishment. Yeah. Is it a fair punishment? I mean, I don't think the kid's ever going to take the car for a joyride again. And he thinks it's fair. So is it okay? What would you do to your 14-year-old if your 14-year-old took the family car for a joyride? How would you punish them? That's pretty severe. But you know what? He knew he wasn't supposed to do it. He did it anyway. Now, all of his stuff probably gone. I wonder if there was stuff like people are like, nah, I'm not taking that. Nah, you can keep. That should be punishment for you to take back. Something else I saw. I always have to talk about stories that I see when it comes to macaroni and cheese. Because my little sister, Teresa, always cooked macaroni and cheese, a whole box, and just ate it out of the pan. And never gave any to anyone. And she would try to sneak it sometimes, like, oh, nobody's in the house, so she goes, makes macaroni and cheese, takes it to her room, and then eats it all. So when this came about, I thought of my sister, Teresa, when it came to macaroni and cheese. Now, I don't know, she may do this with macaroni and cheese, but a survey by Kraft found 56% of parents are letting their kids eat it for breakfast. Macaroni and cheese for breakfast. 56% of parents are letting their kids eat it for breakfast. I love macaroni and cheese. I don't know if I'd eat it for breakfast, though. And you know what Kraft is doing? You know, Kraft macaroni and cheese? Embracing the idea. They are now giving out special edition boxes that say macaroni and cheese breakfast instead of macaroni and cheese dinner. I mean, when it says breakfast after it, you got to eat it for breakfast, right? Like ribeye steak for breakfast. You're like, huh, yeah, ribeye steak, breakfast. Apples for breakfast. I don't know if anybody's going to eat an apple for breakfast, but just name a food, put breakfast after it, and boom, people are going to start eating it for breakfast. There you go, Teresa. You can now start eating macaroni and cheese for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You might be doing that right now anyway. Well, today is National Underwear Day, and so I was combing through my show prep for my show on the radio today, and I came across this. I didn't talk about it on my show, but I will talk about it here in my podcast. Just saying, 84% of women have a seduction lingerie set they bring out for special occasions. Now, I've had a few girlfriends, and they never brought out seduction lingerie. Maybe I just wasn't a good enough boyfriend for them to bring out their seduction lingerie. Maybe that was the case. Not even on special occasions, like not even on my birthday or the day we met or anything like that. So I didn't know. And I still don't know if women have a seduction lingerie set they bring out for special occasions. But I guess they say 84% of women do. Just saying. Just saying, ladies. I had no idea. And if you know me, you know I love TV. I love to sit down in front of my TV and watch shows. And one of the shows I really like, it's my favorite reality show. Out of all the reality shows that are on TV and that they keep coming up with, Big Brother is my number one. And they are now making changes for COVID-19. But sex is still okay. Yeah, Big Brother All-Stars premieres tonight. And some changes, of course, because of the pandemic. No studio audience. And Julie Chen, who hosts the show, won't visit the house. And their groceries will be disinfected. But inside the house, anything goes. Anything. Because you know there are hookups in the house. People sleeping in the same bed. It's all allowed. And the reason is because the contestants had to quarantine before they entered the house. Now, there were some that were diagnosed with COVID-19, and they're not on the show. But everybody in the house, everything's good to go, and it should be fun watching, man. Big Brother. I'll try to give you updates here on my podcast. Mulan is going straight to Disney Plus next month. But here's the crazy thing. Like, we can't go see movies in a theater, right? And so now they're like, oh, hey, let's just put them on a streaming service. And then you can watch them. So I'm thinking, like, I see Mulan. I saw the live action trailer, and I'm like, oh, this movie looks good, man. I like action movies. And I thought, wow, this live action Mulan remake is going to be awesome. And I thought, you know what? Now it's coming to Disney Plus. And then I read further down, and it goes, it'll cost $30. So you subscribe to Disney Plus, but then they're going to charge you $30 to watch Mulan on Disney Plus. Yeah, I'll just wait till I can watch it for free. I'm not paying $30 to watch a movie, even though I do pay like $20-some when I go to the theater because it's for the ticket, and then I get snacks. And if you've ever seen me post on social media when I go to a movie, licorice, popcorn, and Sprite. Those are my three go-tos that I got to have to watch a movie in a theater. And so it ranges about $30. But nope, not paying $30 to see Mulan on Disney Plus. And finally, three things you need to know. If you're a big fan of Fixer Upper, well, Chip and Joanna Gaines are rebooting the series. It'll be on the Magnolia Network, which is something new, and it launches in 2021. The second thing you need to know, Starbucks, if you're a fan, has added a strawberry daiquiri frappuccino to its secret menu. And the third thing you need to know, Sonic has added a toasted s'mores milkshake to their menu. So if you want it, get to Sonic, man. Hey, I am Bradley J. Those are just some of the things that, well, I'm just saying, I really needed to talk about and get off my chest. Thank you for joining me, man. We'll do episode 6 sometime soon. All right? Otherwise, you guys, be safe, live your life to the fullest, and again, thanks for listening.